The potter, a lusty young wooer, was formerly sweetheart to broom, and said that he loved none truer than broom in all the whole town. And thus he went on in deceiving the innocent maid of her heart. But when he was found with Bob's leaving, he cared not for broom of a fart. But now for to tell ye the story, how lately it chanced to fall, poor Lukey was catched to his glory in Patty's own bed at Foxhall. For when by the neighbors informing that Lukey with Patty did lie, the mother came early in the morning and roused them as soon as 'twas day. But Patty, not knowing the matter, came down with her coats in her hand, says, "Ma'am, I do want a young potter." Cries Patty, "I know no such man." With that, Lukey's mother in passion began for to run up the stairs, but Patty cried that wa'n't the fashion, and pushed her out of the doors. But coming by chance a milkwoman, the mother did beg her and pray she'd call but a constable to 'em. Then Patty she hasted away, and the mother as nimble did follow, and tripped upstairs in a trice, and found this same lusty young fellow in Patty's bed ere he could rise. Then rogue and whore over and over, she called them each in their turn. Was ever such beastly young lovers? In hell you will certainly burn. But Lukey desired his mother not to call the woman a whore, now make such a damnable pother, for he was her husband, he swore. And if that she would not be civil, he'd hang or he'd drown himself quite, and Robbie he'd send to the devil, which put his poor mam in a fright. He said 'twas no sin, he was certain, since Patty could take no delight with Bob, who lay snoring and farting, and ne'er offered to take her bite. Then Patty cried, "Prithee, dear Lukey, don't trouble thyself at this time. My body I freely give to thee, and wholly the same do resign. For I did tell Robbie beforehand that I was for certain with child, all the holy kiss he shall not know on it, for he is good-natured and mild.